Englisch Prüfung 2022.
Part 3.
Now listen to part 3.
Hello, I'm Karen Myers, and welcome to Sunny FM's weekly science program. I'm joined today by two scientists, Peter Weaver and Martin Carpenter from Johns Hopkins APL Maryland. I want to talk to them about the New Horizons mission in 2006 to the planet Pluto. Hello to you both.
Hello, Karen. Hi.
Thank you for having us.
Pluto is a very long way away. Why did you want to send a spacecraft there?
Yes, Pluto is about 3 billion miles away, and it took the New Horizons spacecraft nearly 10 years to get there.
And Pluto was the only planet left that the US had not sent a spacecraft to. So we didn't know much about Pluto. We knew about the rock planets like Earth and Mars, and the gas planets like Jupiter and Saturn. But we needed to know more about this planet on the outer limit of our solar system. What is it made of? What are the surface and the atmosphere like?
Even the Hubble Space Telescope, the best one we've got, couldn't give us a very good view of the planet.
But New Horizons changed all that?
Yes, we now know that Pluto is more than 60% rock and the rest is ice. It has mountainous regions up to 3,500 meters high, which are made completely of ice of different kinds.
And we know that the planet has a rock center, which may still be hot liquid, like the Earth's.
But isn't Pluto one of the ice planets?
Yes, it is. Only very little sunlight reaches Pluto, and so the average daytime temperature there is minus 234 degrees Celsius. At this temperature, the gases in Pluto's atmosphere freeze into ice.
For example, there's a large area on Pluto called Sputnik Planitia. It's basically a million square mile glacier of ice, constantly growing in size and weight.
And you didn't know any of this before the New Horizons mission?
No, we didn't. The mission was a great success and fantastic technology. The spacecraft collected so much data that it took over 1 year to send it all back to us. And we're still analyzing it years later.
And after the first pictures of Pluto in 2015, New Horizons travelled further to send us more valuable data. In fact, the mission was extended by another 5 years. So you can imagine how much data we had in the end.
And it'll keep us busy for years to come.